This is Colin Dixon with Endscreen Media. I recorded this interview with Olivia Jolette, Managing Director of Pluto TV, live at Kinect 365's OTT TV World Summit in London on November 28th, 2018. Now I'd like to invite Olivia Jolette, he's Managing Director of Pluto TV, to the stage, and he's going to talk to us about creating a business model to tap into the untapped market. Good morning, Olivia. So maybe the first thing for you to do, just tell us a little bit about Pluto, and then we'll plunge in with some questions.
Yes, so good morning, everybody. So I'm Olivia Jolette. I'm the Managing Director of Europe of Pluto TV. I guess some of you never heard about Pluto TV, so we are a US-based startup. We founded a company 4 years ago, and we're actually the leading free streaming television service in America. We have more than 100 live channels that we are creating by ourselves, and we already entertain more than 10 million users, actually.
10 million? I'm one.
So, and a very important thing, we just launched in UK two months ago. So we're available on Now TV and Roku so far, and we're going to launch in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland in the next couple of days.
Very good. Let's start at the very beginning. Ted Sarandos, Netflix, I'm going to paraphrase what he said, but he said, "I've seen the future, and it's not linear." Well, you're linear.
That's correct. So that's a great question. I think 4 years ago when we founded the company, actually everybody was saying the future of TV is on demand. And I think most of the journalists, most of the financial analysts were saying that. And we said, we believe in the power of lean back. So, and our vision was to bring a lean back product in the OTT world. The reason is pretty simple. If you have a look at a lot of KPIs on Netflix, and I used to run an SVOD service in Germany called Watchever, it was interesting to see how long a normal user needs to take the decision to watch a movie or a series. So most of the users don't know what to watch. And that's what TV is still very strong, so you just switch it on and you can watch. And that's more or less what we wanted to bring the digital world with, of course, way more flexibility and a different content approach. So when you go on Pluto TV, we're creating channels for every single niche or specific audience. So we just launched, for example, last week in the US, a Western channel. So very difficult for the Western fan to watch that on TV or to find that on Netflix or on Amazon. So you may have to click, I don't know, 20 times to get that kind of categories, or art house movies, very difficult to watch that on TV. We are building a channel for that. We're building a specific channel for this audience, which is underserved by traditional television, but also underserved by the major SVOD services, because those services tend to go original content. When you go on the homepage of Netflix or Prime, it's all about original. Even the blockbusters start to be on the second page. So, and I think there is a big market for that. And we see that in our audience, in our usage. People love what we do. They love to go to the EPG, find a channel, what they know what to expect. They're clicking on, and they stay for a very, very long time.
So I interviewed Tom Ryan, the CEO. Actually, that interview is available on my website if you want to go check it out. And one of the things I loved about that he said was, we embrace the ambient nature of television, the fact that you can just put it on and have it on in the background. That's explicitly what you want people to do, right? You don't necessarily want them to be paying 100% attention. You'd love it, but...
Oh, what?
You'd love it.
We love it. But, I mean, it's all about TV. You keep it running in the background, especially when it comes to news or there's some kind of content you want to let it run in the background. Yep. But, of course, for us, we are willing to engage with the users. So we prefer to have people watching and engaging with our service instead of having people...
So how do you program? How do you program the channels?
We're doing that manually. So I think one of the biggest teams besides the engineering team at Pluto is the programming team. So it sounds like sometimes a bit old school to say we're not doing artificial intelligence programming, but we're doing that with a very strong team of experts. So we have people with an expertise in sports, in lifestyle, in movies, in documentaries, in news, and so on. So we're trying to reproduce a new TV landscape. So that's what Pluto TV is all about. And we need to make that happen. We need some experts. So that's what we do. And I think that's really interesting because we believe in the power of the human creation. We are actually, the business model we do is that we are aggregating a lot of content. We're working with more than 150 licensors, the biggest US studio, some smaller producers, digital first companies, and we're creating all those content in a unique experience. So, and I think that's probably also the major difference between the channels we're creating and what TV is doing. We don't care where the content is coming from. We have some great content which has been produced for maybe Instagram or only for digital first audience, and we can mix that or create that in the same format or in the same hour than the content which has been produced for theater, for example. The production value for the users is different, and I think that's what is the strength of Pluto, is really the curation and how we curate those different content into unique experience.
So one of the things I love about Pluto is that it's advertising supported. It's free. There's like zero barrier to you
watching.
That's
correct.
As an advertising product for advertisers, it's a little bit different sale than a traditional linear sale, right? With a linear sale, you're selling against a demographic or age group based on the content that's being pushed to people, yeah, that people are watching at that time. That's not the way you sell to advertisers. With Pluto, right?
That's correct. I mean, the first thing for the users, it's very easy. So we don't have the purchase process, the funnel that you have on Dazn. So it's you download the app. You don't even need to sign in, for example, on Pluto. You can do that at a later stage, but you can immediately enjoy the content. The interesting thing of being a digital platform is and being ad supported is we actually combine the power of TV in terms of inventory with the measurement of digital. So the when you watch TV, you're gonna see some traditional ad breaks. So it's not a pre-roll, it's really an ad break which is gonna be put in the middle of content at a specific time. Our team is really choosing the right time code to push the ad breaks. But the ad break is going to be personalized for each user. So the content is not personalized. You're going to watch the Western or the program which has been chosen by our team, but all the ad breaks are going to be personalized. And I think it opens a lot of new doors for advertisers. And I think that's where I think Pluto has a huge change and we're doing something unique. Because if you think about the evolution of television, so the ratings are going down on traditional broadcasters. Netflix, Prime, Dazn, they're all paid services. So the big loser in this evolution are the advertisers. They're looking for new inventory. They're looking for space to promote their product. And TV remain the best medium for when you want to do some brand awareness campaign and so on. And I think that's where we are creating an inventory, which is high value inventory for the advertisers. And on top of that, when it comes to the users, it gives us the chance to have a business model. TV can't have a business model with niche content. So if you have like, I don't know, if you're into Korean drama, you can do a TV station only with Korean drama. It's going to be really tough to have a business model with that. We have a channel for Korean drama, which is a huge audience, and we are doing some addressable advertising, and there is a model for that. So, and I think that's the beauty of being an ad-supported business, is really giving some new opportunities for advertisers. And on top of that, of course, as we are creating the channels, we have a lot of flexibility in terms of branding, entertainment, and all those things which are the future of advertising as well.
So let's stay with that. That's an interesting thread. There's straight advertising sales which you insert into the content. Do you partner with advertisers, brands, around the creation of channels sometimes? Is that something that you're doing?
We're starting to do that, indeed. And I think that's a very interesting model. Brands are looking for audience, looking for new way of communicating and engaging with their users. And they start to have an issue also with YouTube. YouTube is a great platform. But like if you have I don't know, think about Adidas. They have a great new campaign, or they're producing a lot of new content. You got a 10-minute series or documentaries around the new shoes or some sport artists, and the algorithm from YouTube is going to push you to Nike. So they don't like it, of course. So, and they want to have a brand-safe environment, and that's what Pluto is offering, is a brand-safe environment, both in terms of content, but also in terms of where the user is going to be driven. So, and I think that's something where we have a huge opportunity at Pluto, and we're working massively in working with the advertisers, working on new creative concept, because we don't have the barriers that traditional broadcasters have. So if somebody of an advertiser wants to build a 20-minute ad spot, well, 20 minutes is a bit long, but like a very long one, you know how it is. So there's a lot of advertisers doing sometimes 2-3 minute ad spots. That's very difficult to promote that on TV. The advertisers don't like it. They like 30 seconds, 45 seconds, 60 seconds. That's what they love. We are flexible on that, and that's what they like.
So there's something you touched on, which I want to come back to. One of the things that traditional television relies on is mass audience. You've got to have a mass audience, otherwise you can't sell advertising,
that's
right?
That's correct.
It's not that way for you, right?
No, because the mass audience comes to the addition of niche audience that we have. So we are a mass market product at Pluto. As mentioned, we have in the US more than 100 channels that we're creating by ourselves. We have now more than 10 million users, as I mentioned. But it's actually the mass market product comes from the addition of all those niche audience. So we have a thriller, a Pluto TV thriller channels. We have a Pluto TV reality channels. We have a Pluto TV animals, which is our wildlife channels. And all those audience are very precise. They really love this kind of content. They may watch a couple of channels on the platform. They won't watch 100 channels. It's like TV. Usually you watch 3-4 channels. That's your favorite channels. But that's correct. For us, we don't need to have a massive audience on all channels to make the model working.
So talk to us a little bit about data and how you use data. You mentioned that I can watch without logging in, but you really want me to log in, right? So how do you get me to do that? And then once you've got me to do that, what are you doing with the data to help customize the experience?
The first thing is, of course, being in the same for all the digital services. But being a digital service, you know a lot about the users. You know how the people are consuming your content. You know the completion rate of each content. You can, and that's a huge value for our programming team. They're working completely data-driven in order to improve on a daily and even on an early basis the programming and the power of the programming. So that's the first thing. Of course, for us, as mentioned, the application is not, we don't have any login or mandatory login, but we push the users to give more information. So we have some extra features, so you can personalize your EPG if you sign in, for example, on Pluto. There's a couple of other features, like second screen features with our mobile apps that we add in order to give some USP to the users to sign in into the platform. And then, of course, when you have the more data we have, the better it is. Of course, in Europe, it's slightly different because you have GDPR, you know that.
Yep.
So the use of data is slightly different than in the US.
So just winding up here, can we talk about distribution strategies? Finding audiences is tough.
Yeah.
For any service. So talk to us about how you're partnering to help you find and engage with new audiences.
Yeah. That's the biggest chance when you're running a direct-to-consumer product is getting your audience. So, and we actually have two strategy. The first one is, of course, our app is available on all possible devices from Roku, Fire TV, the game console, but also on mobile, on the web. So, and in that case, that's, I would say, traditional user acquisition campaign. But what we started also is we start to distribute our channels outside of our application. So you can find, for example, some of our channels on Samsung, directly on the Samsung TV Plus product in the US, which is actually the EPG from the embedded EPG from your TV. And when you set up your TV, I think you just bought a Samsung TV, you told me, the first thing you're going to see is our channel. So it's a great way, even before setting up all the traditional channels, you're going to see digital channels. So for us, it's really interesting to start distributing some of our flagship channels into third parties in order to get the audience.
So that's actually very helpful to you because obviously that increases the distribution, allows you to offer, can you offer a slightly different audience to advertisers, or that just gets added into the advertising pool that you're selling to?
Well, we can personalize everything, so that's a good thing. We can, I mean, that's the beauty of being digital. You can choose what kind of ad is running on what kind of devices and what kind of on what kind of channels and everything. So there's a and for what kind of users. So that's the granularity of the targeting of the is really.
So when you're working with a partner like Samsung, you're getting the same level of data that from that relationship with a viewer as you do through your app, or is it slightly different?
Slightly different. I can't go into the details. Slightly different, but we're getting, of course, a lot of the information because that's our technology. We are streaming the content.
Very, very good. All right, your questions. Stuart.
Stuart Thompson, Digital Europe. And you obviously got scale in the US, and you're launching services in a number of European markets that you mentioned, where the market's much more fragmented and the advertising market is also differently structured. How far can you replicate that US model in the markets you're talking about? What do you have to do differently to make a return in these European markets?
That's a great question. Of course, the European market are completely different. TV is very expensive in the US, as you know. The average spending for TV, I think, is $100 or something like that in the US. So there is a huge movement in the US called the cut-cutting movement. People cutting the cord and getting small subscriptions, skinny bundles, or free offerings such as Pluto TV. In the European market, while we talk about UK or Germany, you have very strong free-to-air offering. So one of the key aspects for us is, of course, to localize the offering. So we want, when we launched in UK 2 months ago, we didn't go with the same lineup than in the US. So we really personalizing and localizing all the content offering to fit the audience. So I think that's the most important thing for us. And of course, we need to, from a marketing approach, we also need to adapt that. As mentioned, there is no cord-cutter movement in UK or in Germany or in other European territories. So that's where marketing and content are slightly different. The positioning remains the same. We want to be the new free TV product. We want to reproduce a new TV landscape. But the market approach is going to be very local, and that's the reason why we're based in Europe and we're not tackling the rollout from the US.
Very good. And we're just one more question real quickly, and then we'll move on.
Hi, Nick Goff from GMC. I was interested in what you were saying about getting onto the EPGs and these new smart TVs. I was actually making some notes as you were saying, so I actually missed what you were explaining. But are you saying that when you get with the new TVs now, I mean, I bought a smart TV about a year ago, and I can't remember how the setup works. Are you saying there is an inherent EPG that's there before the DTT channels being populated?
That's correct.
And how do you engage with the manufacturers and get yourself in that? We're looking to launch in Hungary. Would I get involved? Would I contact Samsung and LG in Hungary, or how would it be? How would it be done?
Well, I mean, of course, we are working a lot with all the manufacturers. We have the chance that we have a very good investor structure. Samsung is an investor in the company, as well as Sky, ProSieben, and Discovery. So it's we are relying, of course, on those investors, and we are leveraging those relationship. But we're also working in the US with Vizio and iSense, for example, to get this kind of thing. The interesting thing is the manufacturers just start to realize that they have a huge power. They have the audience, actually. When you talk about a Samsung, they can reach in a second millions or even billions of users worldwide. So, and they start to think about, okay, how can I bring something of a new value for the users? And content is the most important value when you're buying a new TV. Sound is important, but it's all about 4K content, 8K content. And I think that's where OTT services such as Pluto are able to provide a huge value for those manufacturers.
And you're exactly what happens when you plug that Samsung TV in. If you don't hook up an aerial, that's where you go first. TV Plus, you start seeing those streaming channels as soon as you connect to the network. So I think they're very valuable opportunities for you. Olivier, thank you so much for your great words. Thank you.